This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Republican efforts to repeal or replace Obamacare are on hold until Congress returns to Washington after the July 4th recess. Cuts to Medicaid have been at the center of the fight. The Senate's current plan would cut Medicaid spending for the poor and disabled by hundreds of billions of dollars. And one little noticed target would be schools, Marketplace's Rima Crace explains.
This fall, 13-year-old Addie Ellis from Milwaukee will be an eighth grader. She was born with a rare disorder and is nonverbal. But her mom, Terry Hart Ellis, says Addie's always been with her peers in a regular class.
She has shown us things that really, as you know, a nonverbal child, it would be easy not to ever have pulled those things out.
At school, Addie has a one-on-one aide and has also received things like physical and speech therapy. For decades, school districts have relied on Medicaid to help cover costs for special ed services like those and more.
Vision screenings, hearing screenings, managing their asthma and diabetes.
Sasha Podelsky is with the School Superintendents Association. She says Medicaid gives school districts up to $4 billion a year.
It's going to be impossible to imagine a scenario with less money from the federal government, school districts being able to maintain reimbursement.
And districts are required to provide special ed services. So to make up for losses, superintendents say they might have to cut back on nurses or after-school programs like art and sports. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.